What's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily. Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm so excited for this episode. As you can see, I'm sitting here in my new apartment. So cute. You guys will get a tour of that later, but you kind of have a sneak peek here. And yes, I'm working on a bunch of new content for you guys. As you can see, I'm sorry for any noises that go overhead. I live like 5 minutes from an airport and they just go over 24/7. So it is what it is. But yes, hi. This is also the first time you're seeing the podcast on camera, which is insane. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I wanted to give it a try, see how it goes. And if it works, then I will bring it back for season 4, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But today's episode is all about how I record my podcast. Now, I know. You're like, well, I'm kind of seeing it. But are you really? No, you're not. So I decided I'd sit here and I'd tell you about it today and kind of let you guys in on it. And yeah, so let's start with planning. So as you guys know, I plan out every single episode of my podcast. And how I do that is through an app called Trello. Trello, you can get it on your phone, you can get it on your computer. It's a website. You could basically use it anywhere. And I use it to plan out my episodes, the descriptions, the upload days, everything. And it's amazing. I love it to death. So I use Trello as a way to kind of just put down all my segment ideas, kind of take little notes if I need to, and just kind of like figure out the layout of my show. So right now I'm looking at it on my computer. Of course you can't see it. I'm not going to pick it up and fuck with it because let's be honest, it's not who I am. But it really, really, really is just a super simple way to plan a podcast episode. But I know there are some people, myself included, that there's times where you really, really, really just want to write it out. And I get it. I really, really, really do. And because of that, I actually have created a PDF podcast planner that you can download and print and use on your own. It's super amazing. I love it. And you guys can actually download it right now. It's linked in the description of this episode. So go there. It's one of the top links. And you can download it. It's free. It's amazing. And you guys can just work on planning your own podcast episodes. It also works for YouTube episodes. But I digress. It's a really great way for you guys to plan out your episodes without having to set up a Trello account or try and figure out something you're not familiar with. This is very simple. There's just a way for you to write out all your segment ideas, your episode name, and any notes and whatever you need. Honestly, it's amazing. I love it so much, and that's why I created it for you guys. So if you guys want that, again, it's linked in the description of this episode. You can go click it right now. Okay, so once I plan out my episodes, then I sit down to record. Recording for me can take anywhere from 20 minutes to 2 hours, even longer, as you guys can tell by the last episode you heard. And I have a lot of different equipment that goes into recording. So we're going to talk about that today. Of course, you guys can see one right now, right at this minute. That is my camera. You guys are being recorded through my camera. It's a Canon 80D with an 18-135mm lens. I love it to death. It's super amazing. It's just a great camera all around. Love it. It's a kit lens that I use. I don't have any expensive fancy lens, but it still gives me a really nice softened background, and that's honestly one of the things I really, really love about it. On top of that, I use the Rode VideoGo mic just to pick up better sound, but because the sound's not always perfect, I have these bad boys, which is also picking up the sound, and carrying it into Final Cut Pro, which I also have simultaneously recording the audio. Now, I know you're like, that is such overkill, but it's really, really, really not. Having this just makes it so much easier that I love it. So, okay. Recording for me is very easy. I usually just sit down with my notes pulled up on the screen and I'll sit and I'll just talk. And when I talk, I don't worry about saying or pausing for a minute because I want my podcast to be very similar to a natural conversation. Therefore, what I do is I just talk to the camera as if I'm talking to my best friend. And a lot of times there is an every now or then or an or a slight pause, and that's perfectly okay. There's some times where I fumble my words. There's times when a plane goes overhead and I can't control that. There's times where I stutter sometimes, and I try to leave that in my episodes just because I want it to be very personal. I don't want you guys to feel like you're just listening to somebody who's reading off a book or like just reciting something that was written down word for word. That's not who I am. I want to be as authentic as possible, which is why I don't edit the episodes much. Which we're going to get into in a second, but I also leave in and say, okay, pauses, things like that. So, once I go through and I record the episode, sometimes I record it in different segments, sometimes I just record it straight off and I'll edit it later, which is what I'm doing right now. But once you do that, then you can go in and you can edit it. And I edit everything in Final Cut Pro. Even when I'm not recording a video, it's just very easy for me because I know Final Cut Pro like the back of my hand. It's a software I've been using for 2 years now, almost 2 years. I love it to death. I got it right after I bought my computer. And it's really simple for me to edit on. I can do everything I would do with like Logic or Audacity or other platforms. I can do it all on my computer. It's amazing. So it's just the easiest way for me to go through and do things. I don't, again, do anything really fancy. I just cut out some like big pauses or like if a plane goes overhead, I cut that out. So you guys don't really hear that much, but there are some times where like little things do get cut out for the most part. It's not edited though. So once I've done all of that, it's time for me to upload my episode to my podcast platform. And everybody has a podcast platform. It's called a host, where basically you upload your audio to it and it helps distribute it to all the different platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify and things like that. And mine is Anchor. You guys know how much I love Anchor. Anchor is just amazing. They're a sponsor on this show. You guys, you hear about them often, so don't be surprised that I'm saying this. They're amazing. It's a free platform that hosts your podcast. It's very, very, very easy to set up and use. The analytics are super simple to understand. You get so much information just from your dashboard, and it tells you really where your podcast is hitting, who is hitting, and just gives you all the things you need in order to run a great podcast. So I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And if you guys want to sign up right now, the link in the description, go sign up. It's super simple, super easy, and I love it. So that being said, we're going to take a quick break for ads. If you guys aren't familiar, I do a couple ads. So let's get into those. I'm so excited. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod, it'll be linked in the description, at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook.
HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform, perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code Emily69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for?
Be what you are. Like what you feel. Don't let the colors fade when it's hard to deal.
Okay, we're back. I know, I needed a little break too. It's something that's needed. So this week's small creator shout out, y'all know I love my small creator shout outs. Every week I give a shout out to a small creator, usually under 10,000 followers, who's creating amazing content on Instagram. And I hope to reach off into YouTube very, very soon. But for right now, we're sticking to Instagram. So this week's small creator shout out goes to Robin Pinzone. She's one of my clients currently, and I just love her to death. She's a brand and web designer, and she's a coach, and her content is just so amazing. It's so personal. It's something you connect with on multiple levels. She's very inspiring, and I love seeing her content, what she's working on, and just getting a peek at everything. And so I wanted to give her this shout out because I love her to death. So if you guys want to go follow her, it's linked in the description, or you can go to instagram.com/RobinM, RobinEM, and you can follow her there and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you, because she's just amazing and she deserves all the followers. So this week's song of the week goes to Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Y'all, I freaking love them. I love this song. It's so amazing. It's a fucking bop. I've had it on repeat since it came out, basically, and it's just so good. I love getting up and dancing to it and having so much fun. It's just really amazing. And if you guys want to check it out along with all the other song suggestions I've ever given, you can head to my Spotify, which is going to be linked on the all new Creative Boss Babe podcast website. I know, it's getting its own website. So I'm super excited. It's just going to be so amazing. So I'm just super excited. I cannot wait for you guys to see the website and to be able to find everything you want to find. You'll find a podcast player. You'll find all of our links, all of the really, really fun things. You can shop the merch. We released some Pride merch that's still available on Amazon. You can go shop that right now. You can shop all of our other merch on Amazon. There's so much going on. You can enter a giveaway that we're hosting for Dream Now Media and the podcast, so you guys can definitely go do that. And it's just amazing. I love the new website. I cannot wait for you guys to see it. It's going to be live when you guys are seeing this, so get ready. I'm so excited. Okay. Other than that, you can go and listen to everything on the Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It's called, I believe, the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. The official Creative Boss Babe podcast. There's so far 33 songs on it, so you have about almost 2 hours of listening, and you guys could just have so much fun, blast it through your speakers, put it on shuffle, enjoy your day. It's just amazing. You can play it through your Alexa, you can play it through your phone, your computer, whichever device has Spotify, all devices that have Spotify. It's super amazing. So yes, this week's song of the week is Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. I love it. You guys love it. And go listen to the playlist and get ready for the website. Okay. So I need a minute to talk to y'all about something that has been bugging me. It's a trend going on recently with social media where people are going into grocery stores, picking out products, using them, and then putting them back without purchasing them. It happened a few years ago at a Taco Bell, I believe, where like a taco was licked or something, and it was a big thing. The guy got fired, and then it kind of died out and never heard about it again. And then just recently, it started showing up online again with people going to stores, and it started with ice cream, where they'd open the ice cream, lick it, and then they'd close it and put it back. And like, And then it moved on to people doing other things. There was a video of a woman burping on products in the store. There was another woman that opened mouthwash and used it and then like gargled it and put it back into the bottle and then put the bottle back. And just things like that that are so freaking disgusting. And I'm not coming on here to like rag on any of you because I know you guys aren't the ones doing it. If you were, you probably aren't a person that's interested in my podcast. But if you guys see these videos, I just want to beg you to report these people, to tell the platforms that you're seeing them on, say it's inappropriate, it's disgusting, whatever you need to do. I'm not sure. Every platform, it differs by what's available, how you can report people. So whichever one fits with what's going on, usually it's inappropriate, disgusting, whatever you can do, just report the videos. The people doing it are not good people, and they shouldn't be putting this content out online, and if they are, they shouldn't be getting any recognition for it. So if you ever see any videos of this, please, 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 please go and report them. Just go and say, hey, this video is inappropriate. They're doing things in a store that's definitely illegal. It needs to be taken down. And hopefully doing that will show people, hey, you need to stop. You shouldn't be getting recognition for this, and we're going to try and combat it. So yeah, that's my little rant for today. Instead of social media tips or my business tips, just please, please, please report anybody doing the disgusting grocery store challenge thing that's going around. Okay, so on that note, I'm going to end this episode here. I don't want to overload you with pop culture because I definitely did that in the last episode. If you didn't hear it, it was 2 hours where I sat down with another content creator, Melissa, and we just talked about a lot of pop culture things. We talked about 5 Seconds of Summer, Shawn Mendes and the underwear pictures, which if you have not seen them, you definitely should. And we had a great time and a great conversation for 2 hours that you guys got to hear. And it was very, 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 very good. So, I'm not going to overload you with it today, but if you want to hear pop culture news, you can go listen to that episode, or you can stay tuned until next Friday and find out more. That being said, there's just a couple other things I want to update you on. I know I kind of mentioned it earlier, but the website is coming back. I'm super excited. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be amazing. Other than that, we have some amazing, amazing things coming here. We have a couple of episodes left, and then we're going to end season 3 because it has been dragging out since January, and I know that's 7 months. I've almost been 20 for 7 months. It's insane. So we're going to be ending the podcast very, very soon for the season, and it'll be announced on social media at Dream Now Media on Instagram. You guys can go follow us there and find out all the info you need to know. So once we finish that, there's going to be a couple weeks break so I can recoup, I can plan things, and then we will launch with a brand new show that I'm so excited about, and I hope you guys are going to love it as much as I do. So yes, that's happening. The website is coming out, and it's going to be great. You guys can go there, find all your links, you can find an embedded player, just amazing, amazing things coming. So, yes, as I also mentioned, we do have merch out on Amazon. If you just go and search the Creative Boss Babe podcast, you can find all of it. There's 2 pieces of Pride merch where 20% of all proceeds from those shirts goes to the Trevor Project. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing charity, nonprofit that I just love to death. They help LGBT youth, and it's just really amazing, and because of that, I wanted to help them out and donate some money. So if you guys go and order, let me know, send me pictures. There's 2 shirts. There's the I Am Proud, and then there's the Rainbow Love is Love. So there's hashtag I am proud and love is love in rainbow. There's like 6 or 7 different versions of love is love down the shirt. And it's just amazing. It's also a jersey. So on the back, it says Pride 19. Definitely very, very cute. It's $20, I think, on Amazon. So it's definitely a great shirt for a great price that supports an amazing cause that you guys should all go support. So yeah, merch, go buy on Amazon. Again, everything will be linked, so you don't really need to worry about it right now. But yes, that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. If you do, please let me know if you liked it. Give this video a thumbs up or give the podcast a 5-star rating if you're listening and not watching. Leave me comments or reviews letting me know how you feel about it, if you like it, if you don't like it, if you like the video format, if you like I'm not sure, let me know, just let me know. Yeah, so I will be back next week with another new episode. Not sure if it's gonna be on video or not, we'll see, we're gonna get there eventually, but yes, I will talk to you guys later. Bye!